God bless you.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. And I would like to say happy Father's Day to every father in the world. And all of those who are listening here on the line today, and for all of you women who have a husband and yet your father is alive, God bless them. Happy Father's Day to them. This is Evangelist William Foster here from Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost, leaving nothing missing and nothing broken. Yes, Lord. And today, you all, I'm so grateful, I'm so happy, I'm so just elated to get into this part of this session of the Word today, where we want to talk about how you cannot reject what God has selected and protected. Ah, Jesus, today we want to go into Word, to this Word, and we want to go strong as we can and let you know that God is still working a miracle and still working on the throne for you. Is that all right? Well, God bless you. Let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you in the name of Christ Jesus for your word. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the richness of your word. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you just bless me, God, to give an explosive word that somebody's heart, somebody's mind may be mended, may be fixed, may be, oh, God, put back up on the shelf, God, where it's supposed to be. I pray that you just continue to heal, deliver, and save, and set free. Lord, I pray that you part my lips for, oh, God, the blessings of your glory, your oracles to be spoken of. Oh, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you open our dull ears, oh, God. Oh, Jesus, unblind our, oh, God, blinded hearts, God, and eyes, that we may see, Lord, what it is that you have for us to be taught, to be read, and so that we may be fed on this day. In Jesus' name we pray, bless God, and amen. Again, I am Evangelist William Foster. Oh, God, and we are glad and happy to know that the Turning Leaf Broadcast Ministries is yet blessing and being on the air. And I pray that you go with me today. We want to go from Mark the 12th chapter. Oh, God, and we want to go and jump around. We want to go Jeremiah 30 and Jeremiah 30 and verse 16 and 17. And we want to kind of deal with that for a minute and see what thus saith the Lord. Mark, St. Mark 12, from the King James Version, he said, "And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and set a hedge about it, and digged a place for the wine fat, and built a tower, and let it out to the husbandmen, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husbandmen a servant, that he might receive from the husbandmen of the fruit of the vineyard, He said, then they caught him and beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones and wounded him in the head and sent him away shamefully. Again he sent another, and him they killed, wow, and many others, beating some and killing some. Having set therefore one son, his beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen, and will give the vineyard of the vineyard unto others. And have ye not read this scripture?" This is what Jesus is asking. "The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the cornerstone." Verse 11, "This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him and went their way." My God. Now let's go over to Jeremiah 30, and let's see what he has to say about the matter. Jeremiah 30, verse 16, he said, "Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all the prey of that prey, upon thee will I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto thee, I will heal thee of all thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because why? They call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. The word of God for the people of God. Now let's look at the story here. Jesus was trying to explain to the disciples about how he sent in some men. He blessed, he put up something, he got something together. And he blessed the men, oh God, who are around Jesus. Oh God, there was no doubt to me that they all of them were farmers, and most of them really didn't have too much. But this man was a blessed man. This man was a keeper. This man was a helpmeet or a helpmate of what God had gave him to do, or a, oh God, what is the word, Jesus, a steward. Yes, there it is. And he was trying to teach others how to be a good steward over what it was that God had blessed them with. My God, it's more like an apostle or a bishop that goes off, thank you, Jesus, and comes set up something. Oh, Jesus, you know how it is. You became, oh God, somebody great in your company, somebody great at your job, somebody great at the workplace. And, oh God, you were blessed to be a blessing to others. But little did you know that others were going to come and try to sabotage you or try to demean you for the thing that you have blessed them with. Oh, God, help me. Where am I going? Holy Ghost. How is Jesus? A lot of times, thank you, Jesus, we try to stay on point and try to stay on track, and we try to help others. Oh, God, well, God said, hold on, I chose you to be help yourself, my Jesus. But you got to understand, when I choose you, thank you, God, I select you, oh, God, who try to come in to reject you, and I want to see how your heart is going to be toward me, toward the stuff I've given you. It's not that I just gave it to you haphazardly. It's not that I just gave it to you just because, but I gave it to you because I wanted to see how much more I could give you if you take care of what I've given you from the beginning. Oh, Jesus, and a lot of times we struggle with what God has blessed us with because we think, oh, God, and we can just kind of let it just, you know, put it in somebody else's hands and make them do the work for us. Oh, God, but God said, no, I bless you to do the work. Thank you, Jesus, and I wanted you to be the keeper of what I've given you, and I wanted you to keep up. Oh, God, you know, a lot of times he had to make us catch up to get out the mustard. Oh, God. Or the molasses, Jesus, because sometimes we slow around and we don't understand exactly what God is doing, but we just want to pass the buck. But God said, hold up, don't worry about it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I sent this man to be a blessing to others. I sent you to be a blessing to others. Oh, God, to show them something, my God, but I didn't tell you to leave, my God. But he chose to leave because he said, I just feel like it's going to be in good hands. And if I send a few people back, just to get a report, thank you, Jesus, then I know that everything will be all right, my God. But God said, no, I didn't tell you to leave and go anywhere. Thank you, Jesus. I told you to stand firm in the liberty wherewith I've made you to be free, my God. And a lot of times, thank you, Jesus, we take our freedom, like Paul said, and we use it for the wrong occasion. No doubt in my mind, Jesus, the man was out somewhere faring about doing whatever he wanted to do. And because he said somebody over his stuff that God had blessed him with, that everything was supposed to be still all to the good, my Jesus. But what about, thank you, Jesus, oh God, the in-between, my God. God said, I'm going to bless you in the beginning, but at the end, oh God, what are you doing? Thank you, Jesus. Huh? You got to understand, he told us to work the middle. I know what I'm going to do, thank you, Jesus. I know how I'm going to bless you, huh? And I know that they caused you to be an outcast. Now, no doubt in my mind, he said, the heir that the man sent, his son, oh God, Jesus, he the one who came, thank you, Jesus. So we have to look at the man, oh God, it's like it's Jesus, how about that? And God, oh God, sent us to come back to be blessed, thank you, Jesus. He said, hold up now, you are the cornerstone which, oh God, the man or the men tried to reject. And a lot of times, God had put guardrails in place for us, thank you, Jesus, first of all, for our mind, thank you, Holy Ghost. so that your mind could be stayed and fasted upon what God had told and commanded you to do. Now watch what he did. Jabez, thank you, Holy Ghost. The Bible said, Jabez asked a question. He said, oh, Lord, if thou would just bless me indeed. Jesus, keep your hand upon me, that no evil would not harm me. Oh, God, keep my mind stayed on you, that I may be kept in perfect peace. Oh, God, if I can trust you enough to know that you can bless me and bring me up and bring me out of this, I know you can bring me out of that that's getting ready to happen in my life. Yes, Lord Jesus, but I'm not messed up about what it was. I'm only concerned about what it is right now. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I need some peace in the process of the matter. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of times, good God, we go about and we're trying to do the things of God, but the devil is always coming up with something retarded. Oh, God, they're stopping or trying to debilitate the plan of God. Jesus, and when he's trying to stop and debilitate the plan of God, Jesus, God has to come and give us an increase of power, an increase of the anointing. And to teach us and tell us what it is that he was calling us to do from the very beginning. Somewhere we cause our own minds to slip or to be sabotaged by what God had told us not to do. Jesus has told us to do. Thank you, Jesus. But a lot of times, thank you, Jesus, get caught up in the moment, thank you, Jesus, and because somebody somewhere wanted to put us up and put us in a place where we have a greater position, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, then we try to abuse the authority of what we have, Jesus, but the men, oh, God, the men, if you read it, the men came back and they were like, well, look at verse 12 again. He said, and they sought to lay hands on him, but feared the people. God, Jesus, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him and went their way. He was trying to tell them, it's you who trying to do me harm. It's you who trying to do me wrong. It's you who trying to talk bad about me, trying to talk to me, or talk against me, or talk down on me. But you got to understand, if God be for me, who can be against me? Yes, Lord. There are so many things that are going on in the land. But God said, look, I need you to take a stand. I don't want you to just bow down or bend out or be all bent out of shape because I'm God is trying to tell you what I didn't tell you to do or what I told you, oh God, not to do or how to do it. I told you to do one thing. You're doing something totally different. Oh God, if I said stand in the liberty where what Christ has set you free, he made you free, then you need to walk upright in that liberty. Don't take what I've given you and just dwindle it away. I gave you my power. I gave you my anointing. I gave you my authority. You want to abuse it? Good God, today, Jesus, I've set you up to be blessed. I put a plan of a course of action in your life. He told you earlier in Jeremiah 30 chapter 16 and 17, he said, all these things that were happening to this man, all these things that were going about, and you was good, you was blessed, Jesus, but then they begin to start treating you like an outcast because you got the position before they got the position. You had the promotion, but then you left and then something happened. Oh, God. So now they feel like they can step up because they tried their best to do everything against you negative. Oh, God. But see, God said, hold up. Don't worry about what they're doing. Thank you, Jesus. What did I tell you to do? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, don't worry about how they're looking at you. My God, he told Jeremiah, set your face aflint. He told Ezekiel, set your face aflint. He told Isaiah, set your face aflint. He told, oh, God, Jesus, Elijah, set your face aflint. Get yourself in another place with me. Oh, God, get a goodly, godly countenance. Every time they want to talk crazy, like he told Paul, he said, you bless them anyway. Thank you, Jesus. He said, every time they want to look at you retarded, you smile at them anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Every time they want to say something negative to you, then you need to go positive on the, better yet, double positive on their negative. Yes, Lord Jesus. He told, oh, God, Timothy, he said, don't you worry about nothing. He said, let your moderation be known unto all men. What? That the Lord is at hand. Thank you, God. So if the Lord is at hand, and then I have to keep a gentle and a meek spirit. And, oh, God, notice I said meek because of what it is strength under control. Thank you, God. Because, oh, God, I won't let you just slap me around or lie to me or just, oh, God, be demeaning unto me. I got a God. Thank you, Jesus. That's just how I look slow. Thank you, Jesus. He's with me wherever I go. Thank you, God. And I don't have to worry about the pressure of life. I don't have to worry about the stress and strain of life. I'm trying my best to walk upright and fear the name of God. Thank you, Jesus. Because what God has selected, no man can reject that, yes, Jesus. Oh, God, so what can we say to all these things? If God be for us, right, who can be against us? He said, nay, in all these things, he's more than the, oh, God, world against us. And nay, in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. Why? Because I can do all things through who? Christ that strengthens me. Oh, God, so because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, I can think on those things which are honest. I can think on those things which are just. I can think on those things which are pure. I can think on those things which are lovely. I can shout on those things which have a good report in. Oh, God, have no, oh, God, bad stuff about them. I can shout because I have the virtue of God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, you hear people say all that? Yeah, patience is a virtue. Now there's virtue in patience. Yes, Lord, and because God has to increase our patience, we have to pray a little bit more, not just harder, but you have to pray a little bit longer and talk to the Lord and give yourself to God. Jesus, pray that God bless and stay back the hand of the enemy, break the staff of the enemy. Yes, Lord. He said, it's the Lord doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So if it was the Lord doing, that means God already set it up, because God know that whatever can't be tested can't be trusted. Oh, God, help me. So therefore, it was his son he was talking about. Thank you. That I put you place where I bless you for the people, and I bless the people through you. Thank you, God. I want to know how many are going to stand up for you. I want to know how many are going to stand with you. I want to know even how many are going to try to stand against you. Oh, God, I want to know, Jesus, if you can still maintain your life, if you can still maintain your place. Jesus, can you talk up? Can you take the being lied on? Can you take the being talked bad to? Can you take the being, oh, being shot down on? Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Can you take the being deceiving, manipulated? Can you take, oh, God, being, oh, God, Jesus, being put in a place of people who are just so conceited and people that are so full of themselves and just so vain and self-righteous? Can you take it? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, well, yes, God, I can take it. Oh, God, well, how do you know you can take it? Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want it. Thank you, God, because God is the strength of my heart, and I got in my portion forever. Oh, I can take it because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Oh, God, of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? Yes, Lord. It doesn't matter when the wicked try to come up on me and eat up my flesh. Oh, God, they're going to stumble and fall. Though a host shall rise against me. Oh, God, my heart will not fear. Why? Because God told me, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, if he be for me, who could be against me? So that's more than the world who's trying to fight against me. Yes, Lord. And I don't have to worry. I don't have to doubt. I don't have to fret. I don't have to be mad about what the devil is doing. Because when the devil is messing, that's when God is blessing. Oh, God, why he's blessed, then the devil turns around and starts stressing. So he gets mad because, oh, God, God showed favor upon my life because God showed me that I'm getting ready to have something great. Oh, Jesus, because he's bringing me up from the dark place into the light place, from the, oh, God, low place into the high place. Yes, God, Jesus, he's not causing me to ride over my head no longer. Yes, Lord. Jesus, nobody trying to put their foot on my neck. Yes, Lord. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Yes, I had many a struggle, many a situation, many a trial, many an affliction, many a test. I stood, yes, God. Having done all, I stood. Why? Because I put on the whole armor of God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, Jesus. And I know that God is working in my favor. I know that God is Jesus. Oh, God, because I've been chosen and selected by God. Oh, God, don't you try to reject me. Yes, God, he's already protected and selected everything about concerning my life. Thank you, God. He told me, God, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Yes, God, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, and I don't have nothing to cry about, nothing to worry about. He told Jeremiah, he said, dry your weeping eyes. Get up off your knees. Quit crying about what it was yesterday and start rejoicing about today. Yes, Lord. Why? Because this is the day. God help me. That the Lord has made. Oh, God, Jesus, I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I've already told you why. I ain't messed up about nothing. I look to the hills from which coming my help, because my help, it comes from the Lord. Thank you, God. The Lord who made heaven and earth. The earth is the Lord's, yes, God, and the fullness thereof. There's the world and they that dwell therein. He sits up on the hill because he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. I can pick any cattle or any hill I want. Thank you, Jesus. And God told me that nothing by enemies shall hurt me. Nothing by enemies shall harm me because I stand up for what's right. Because you stand up for right, what was right. Because you praise me in the morning. Because you praise me through the noonday. Because you praise me in the evening, because you praise me at night, because you know where your help comes from. All your help comes from the Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have nothing to fear. I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand. Jesus, no matter what you say, though he slays me sometimes, yet would I trust him. Yes, Lord, I won't lose my integrity because of your foolish acting way. I won't lose my character because of your stupidity. I won't lose my standpoint because of how you want to be retarded. Yes, Lord, I won't act a fool because you're acting a fool. I was told in my life two fools make one idiot. So why would I come down to your idiocy? I'm going to stand. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. No matter what it looks like, I'm still going to stand. I'm yet going to trust God. I'm yet going to believe God. I'm yet going to hold on. Yes, God, because God said, I'm getting ready to turn the table. I'm getting ready to switch. Oh, God, hands. I'm getting ready to flip the switch. Yes, God. And when the devil looks again, he going to have to take a triple and quadruple take. Was that him that just got blessed like that? What happened? I thought I was able to stop it, but I wasn't able to stop it. I thought I was able to block it, but I wasn't able to block it. What happened? I started praying a little bit more. I started shouting a little bit more. I started dancing a little bit more. I started rejoicing a little bit more. Oh, Jesus, because I got God on my side. And when trouble ride, thank you, Jesus, I just shout. Yes, Lord. See, sometimes you have to tell the devil, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. When my hand's up, you got to shut up. Because God is, oh, God, tune into me now. Yes, Lord, even the more so. Yes, Lord, he's downloaded a new spirit, a new anointing to break every staff and destroy every yoke that you ever tried to throw at me. Thank you, God. Jesus, I got the power. And with the power comes the victory. And with the victory comes triumphancy. And because I'm on top of my game. Yes, God. Jesus, because God is with me. Yes, Lord. I thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me past the abuse, past the lies, past the being tormented in my life. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, when you wanted to kick me out the back door, God still put me back around to the front door. Yes, Lord. When I was last, he made me first. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, now I'm the head only. Oh, God, and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. Yes, Lord. It doesn't matter how the devil keep on trying to, oh, God, blatantly blame me for stuff that I ain't even did. Because the Bible says he come and talk about us daily to God, how we did this and we did that. But God said, no, I don't see that. All I see is the blood. I don't know what you're talking about. All I see is the blood. Well, God, I mean, he's an accused. I accused him because what had happened was he didn't get up and pray the way he said he would. She didn't go through the day praying like he said she would. It doesn't matter. I still saw them when they lifted up their hands. It doesn't matter. I still saw them in that silent moment when they was crying and telling me all about the problem. It doesn't matter how you see it. I already saw what was going on, and I'm going to bless them again and again, because over and over and over and over and over and over, somewhere they love to try to reach me in their quiet time. Oh, God, it doesn't matter when you did it. It doesn't matter how they did it. I just know that they did it, and because they did it, I received it. Oh, God, because what I do, what I dwell in the inhabitants of the praise of my people, and because I'm dwelling in the inhabitants of the praise of my people, when the praises go up, I come down to bless them and see what they need and bless them. I bless their hearts, Jesus. I give them the treasure that they ask for. Yes, Lord, I open the new doors in the new windows for them. Thank you, Jesus. I make new ways in the desert places in their life. Yes, God, I open the I open up to elevate them to another level for me. Yes, Lord, I put them in another realm of dispensation of greatness and glory and happy and mercy and joy and might with me. Yes, God, because their strength was given out. So I came in and blessed them with some new strength. I came in and blessed them with some new hope. I came in and blessed them with some new happiness. I came in and blessed them with some new joy. Yes, Lord, this, oh God, joy that they have in a way, you can give it. God. So I came down and sent my Holy Ghost power to bless them like never before. Jesus, so I just told them to lift up your head, O ye gate. Be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, for the King of glory is here. Yes, Lord. Well, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Yes, God. Jesus, the one who is standing by your side, on your side, and with your side. Yes, Lord. And if you stand with me, I'll stand with you. Yes, Lord. And if you abide in me, I will abide in you. Yes, Lord. And if you come to me, I will know, oh God, no way reject you or put you out. Yes, Lord. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, God. So all you got to do is shout, show to me. All you got to do is lift up your voice. All you got to do is raise your hand. All you got to do is talk to me about it. All you got to do is let me see one tear. Oh, God, the devil better get back. Yes, Lord, because he done made me mad. Now, thank you, Jesus. And because he made me mad, good God, today, I'm getting ready to do everything against him that I possibly can. Jesus. So therefore, oh, God, why God is working on our behalf and working on our favor, because we know he's able, yes, God, to keep us stable. Yes, God, because he told us he's faithful and he's available to do whatever we need him to do in the time accepted and in the time of the storm. Oh, God, if you begin to raise your praise, he said, I lift up a standard against the enemy to try to come in against you like a flood. Jesus, and I will by no means allow that fool to do anything that's going to cripple you or cripple my plan or stop or rebuke us. Oh, God, the success I have for you in your life. Yes, Lord. So to every father, to every mother, to every child and woman and man of God, thank you, Jesus. If you just hold on to the unchanging hand of God, if you just look up again and live, yes, God, then you will know that God is the strength of our hearts and our portion forever. God bless you. Oh, Jesus, I pray you pray my strength in the Lord, and I'll be praying for you as well. Thank you, and God bless.